Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and this is your Brussels Press Review for Sunday, March 8th, 2026. Before we dive into today's stories, Brussels is looking at 8 to 18 degrees today, starting foggy but clearing to gorgeous sunny skies, so layers in the morning, t-shirt by lunch.
Leading our news today, Boris Dilies and his new Brussels government have officially presented their Déclaration de politique régionale. The policy declaration covers everything from budget to mobility, though the opposition remains sceptical about the majority's commitments.
And if you're planning to fly anywhere on Tuesday, March 12th, don't! A national strike has forced Brussels Airport to cancel all departing flights. Everything we know suggests this will impact the entire transport network across Belgium.
In extraordinary cultural news, a Brussels couple may have stumbled upon art history gold. They purchased an anonymous 16th century Pietà at auction in Genoa, but monograms on the painting suggest it could be by Michelangelo himself. The Royal Institute for Cultural Heritage has confirmed the material's date to the 16th century.
Your weekend commute through central Brussels might be affected by major construction on the north-south rail junction. SNCB tested new installations this weekend as part of what they're calling an enormous construction project to modernize one of Europe's busiest rail corridors.
Troubling news for Brussels football fans. RWDM Brussels FC is in serious financial crisis. The club has been sanctioned by the Licensing Commission and hit with a 3-point deduction in the Challenger Pro League. The club's future looks genuinely uncertain.
On the international front, Belgium has explicitly ruled out providing any military support for the US-Israel conflict with Iran. Meanwhile, Belgian nationals in Dubai described movie-like scenes as Iranian missiles struck the city, with some Belgians caught in the crossfire.
That's your Brussels morning briefing. With sunny skies ahead and spring weather arriving, it's a perfect Sunday to explore our beautiful, complicated, multilingual capital. Stay informed, stay curious, and remember, in Brussels, there's always another story just around the corner.